Number 4 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Good morning! You're here with Dingo.
And the baby. And if you're thinking about changing the station...
Ouch! You fat!
Today we got homeless Hank from the dumpster out back with us.
Hey, I got an idea. How about the first 3 women willing to come down and have sex with Hank get free boob jobs courtesy of Dr. John Viner?
Are you reading my mind, man?
Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Dingo and the baby.
Is this Dingo?
Yes, honey. What's your name?
Sydney. With an S.
Ooh, hot.
Oh, hot. Yeah. Right. That's hot. That is hot.
Tell me something, Cindy. How'd you like to come down here and get naked for us?
Sure.
Whoa! I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah. We got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah. There's a show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Delicious Fagolinis. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Who he?
Come on. All my brothers out there now.
Who he?
This is beautiful.
Come on, man. Hey, Bam Bam alone.
I remember all my life.
Where am you, Mandy?
Raining down as cold as ice.
I'm cold in the rain. Where are you, bitch?
Where am that bitch, Mandy? Where am she?
Who requested the song, Rob? What was the guy's name?
Trayvon.
Oh, hey, listen, that Family Guy thing about naked chicks.
Right.
So sorry, friends. The Reno Style show for tomorrow night has been canceled.
In its place, look for Dingo and the baby.
Yeah. The guy at the Hard Times Cafe is just a dick on wheels. We will reschedule that information about what happened in the first hour of the show today. I guess we'll be in the recap on today's hot, steamy log, and...
Dormant!
Speaking of our website, hey, Yanni.
Hi there.
Tomorrow,
I didn't do it. I was thinking about
yes,
it.
You did. Yes, you did. You had the very loud
very
exhale.
Very subtle, yeah.
Johnny, tomorrow we will have our Fantasy Football Week 3 update. Explain to me, please, how people can go to our website, because Rob tells me that you have all the stuff up there. How do you find it?
On the very front page, the tab that used to say Scuttlebutt now says Sports. Click on that. Go to the football page, and it's all right there for you.
Including, do we have our lineups? Do we have...
I got the standings in there and what transpired over the weekend.
A recap. A recap. So not all the way the players did individually.
No.
Oh, we'll do that tomorrow. We'll do it on the air tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
We don't have to.
Welcome.
Sure we do. I'm 3-0. You're 0-3. We've got to. We absolutely have got to. Mike, when we were on vacation...
Yes.
As you know, Barry White had a birthday.
Yes, the late Barry
White. The late, great Barry White. Yeah. And we had a tradition for years on this show that we would always do a special tribute to Barry White.
I think this is really designed for his real fans.
And we start by hearing Barry White, the man, the legend, behind the scenes.
Right.
A very rare tape
yes.
of Barry White attempting to cut a commercial.
And then, of course, you'll move into the musical tribute.
Our musical tribute to Barry White. The maestro of love.
They've given him a terrible copy here.
Anyway, here he is.
It's very generous, Buzz.
It's true. Happy belated birthday, Barry White.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May. Be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White.
It's not happening.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the f***ing spot, Tony.
Come on, Tony.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday.
Not happy.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th.
He will be missed.
Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournaments. The first, second, and third rounds.
It is bad copy, Buzz.
It's tedious.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We miss you.
9th and 10th.
We miss you.
One more time.
One more time, Barry.
Hi, this is Barry
White.
Coming
down now.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, a reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend.
There we go, beautiful
in Waco,
weekend.
Texas. On Friday, this ass these words up, man. I mean, he's got words that he don't even need.
You're right, Barry.
Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful,
beautiful
weekend,
weekend
in Waco,
beautiful
Texas.
Beautiful.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship semi-finals. Fuck this, man. I'm going to lay cut this off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to concert Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College in cordially, invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White.
Hi, Barry.
And Paul Quinn College.
Oh, well, that's...
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's just part one of the tribute.
Yes.
Barry White, the maestro of love. No idea how old he would have been, but I remember when we were on vacation, it was one of those things that they flashed on the bottom of the TV screen saying, you know,
right.
Today's the anniversary of the late Barry White.
Would have been his 50-something, I think.
Yes. Well, let's...
What's that?
Older than that?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. This is not Barry White music. We're
no. Without further ado, let's just do a little mini tribute to Barry White.
Very nice.
And
places, White. Please.
Here we go.
We got it together, didn't we? We've definitely got our thing together, don't we? Isn't that nice? I mean, really, when you really sit and think about it, isn't it really, really nice?
Yeah, I could overdo it here, but I don't.
I can easily feel myself slipping more and more waves.
You gotta wait till he gets into it.
That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby.
There he is.
And the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star, my kind of wonderful. That's what you are. I know.
Okay, next song.
Next song.
Next song.
Yeah, and you gotta hold yourself back with the new technology,
yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
Because you really could get out of control with it, but no, still playing it like Mozart.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved. We've shared love and made love. doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Yeah. More rhythmic than he used to be.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Barry Eugene Carter.
Oh, really?
That was his given.
Yeah, let's listen to him.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
<You're> so
you lying here next to me.
Might be the best one for
this
it.
This is the best one.
You have no idea how it feels.
That is the definitive one. This is the one of all of them.
My hands just won't keep still. I love you, baby. Oh, I love you. I love you.
He's in bed. Beginning of that is the best.
Would have been
because the first thing he says in that last song you played is "feels so good." He could really do that.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
Can you imagine that show? Probably not that rhythmically.
He's the maestro. You
need another microphone.
Yeah, you need another microphone in a special place.
Feels so good. You're lying here next to me.
Those two lyrics. Feels so good, you lying next to me. He's reclining. So good.
My hands just won't keep still.
I picture satin pajamas.
Run my fingers.
Red satin pajamas.
And a necklace.
He's on his side.
Building up here.
Right there. You like it? Right?
Give it up.
I see by the old clock on the wall. The wall. You already spent 15 minutes.
Boy, you did them faster back to back that time. And that last song really is the definitive one, because it starts with Feels So Good.
That is the best one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, because it's the one that... and you did it one time where you disciplined yourself and waited till he said Feels So Good, and then you let it go.
But the good thing is that the fart sound effects work with any song.
Right, yes. Picture Barry Manilow on stage.
Bloody farts, I mean.
You can only, if you waited that long through that interview, you can even do it with just one. When you wait till he sings, and the very first time he sings, as soon as he pauses after the first lyric.
On Mandy?
On anything.
All right, here we go.
Anything.
Here we go.
But it's got to be afterwards. It's a waiting game, but it works.
Can't laugh and I can't sing. I'm finding it hard to do anything.
The great Barry Manilow. So many classics. I think it improves these songs.
Yeah.
Expensive it would be to get the rights.
You came along.
To get the rights to some of these songs, you know, and just to release it for Christmas. Might be a lot of fun. Says Barry will sing about Christmas song.
See, it doesn't work with the Beach Boys, does it?
Well, not with a group unless you're going to play them simultaneously. Can't you do that? Like after they sing, can't you like hit them all at the same time?
All the Beach Boys, you mean?
No, it doesn't work with the Beach Boys. Well, you're playing it as a percussion instrument. Oh, it does. So nice, though, that you haven't tired of your new toy.
No,
you do enjoy it.
I do.
It does work better for solo artists, though.
Yes, it does. Okay, one more time. We'll just let it go past the intro.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. Money. Tell me about cheese. Yes, red, in a box, warm to the touch. Now, this must end. Goodbye, and goodbye.
I remember all my life. Raining down as cold as ice.
A signature. A punctuation mark, if you will.
Here's the essence of this show.
And a happy...
Hard to believe they don't love us in New York. Hard to believe that they gave every other guy in the company the breaks.
Like
huh?
They don't do that up in New York.
Come on.
Like that one guy ain't doing it right now.
Like right now, someone's not playing a Barry Manilow record with a bunch of fart sound effects. You know, that is friends cutting edge. That's
absolutely.
Right. If you will pardon the pun.
With an emphasis on cutting.
We will go to the clean Buzz Burbank.
Yes.
Bob Burbank's news.
And he wouldn't want you to know it, but he does that too.
Oh, yeah. He farts like an animal in the woods.
How many times a day you figure you break one?
Unlike you, perhaps I've never counted. Actually, I don't know.
Unlike me, the pig.
Of course I do.
Little pig. Zero?
He doesn't.
You don't think he farts?
That's why his stomach.
When is the last time you had? When is the last time that you had a big? I'll give you a perfect example.
Uh-huh.
And with me and Janet, it's new because.
Oh yeah, yeah, because you're still kind of getting used to being there, right?
So it was Sunday morning at approximately 5 a.m.
Your diary.
I had a fart that I know would rank on the Andy Richter scale.
Right.
So what I did was I went into the bathroom.
Oh, you're still at that stage.
I shut the door. I turned on the fan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, I did not have to go BM.
Right. You knew it was air?
It was simply air.
Right.
But it was deafening.
Did she hear it even with the fan on?
Oh, yeah. When I got back into the bed, she said, that fan did not help at all. I said, well, welcome to my world, darling.
And that tells me now you can save the effort. You don't need to get up.
Welcome to my world.
I think for a long time you'll need to position yourself differently.
Yeah, you know? Right. So she doesn't like walk into a wall of sticks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if you're sleeping back to back, I roll away from Carla when we're sleeping together. When we finally, you know, get to sleep, I have my shoulder and my back is to her, and she kind of rolls away too. So if I was to
fart,
release at that moment,
you would just go into her butt.
It would be very disturbing.
Would go into her butt.
And come back as a bigger, better one.
I just said that. Go into her butt. That's the last time I had a big beaver.
Right.
When's the last time you had a grade A, the type where someone would say, roll down a goddamn window, Bob?
Well, I didn't make note of it, but I think the last one that would have been impressive to anybody would probably have been, I'm going to guess, Saturday.
I remember.
You remember that one, Rob?
Yeah, that was horrible.
Well, right. What was the circumstances, Buzz?
Well, you know, you eat food and you drink soda pop, and so you swallow air, and eventually air has to come out.
You just hate playing our game, don't you?
Was it more sound than odor? Yeah, it was actually just sound, I think. Oh, just say, yeah, because there's never any appreciable odor. No, there is, but not on this occasion.
I was going to ask you.
I don't keep a diary of this, and I don't even make a mental note of it. You're supposed to. You're supposed to remember the really good ones. I didn't know that.
When's the last time you had a real nice BM?
Oh, this morning.
I mean, but was it a real nice one?
Oh, yeah. He's proud of that.
Why was it nice?
Well, it was perfectly formed. It had no more order than a hot biscuit.
Good answer. That's the right answer.
Good answer.
That's the right answer.
You got the right answer.
All right, Bob the Farter.
Right.
We'll have his news coming right up.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Just now,